brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, Derek Rose is our guest, and he'll give you his website before he leaves us here in about 5 minutes. You can go there and see some of the videos of these metro meetings. They're fighting the TSA takeover. You think you're just not going to fly? They're coming to your town, your area. They say they're going to end up being in rural areas soon. And they're the local political officers, and they admit their new mission is libertarians and conservatives. You are terrorists. Meanwhile, the federal government publicly funds and runs Al-Qaeda now. Not even hidden. That's how dumb they think you are. So, Derek, where are we now with this? Because from what I was reading, they claim they're going to back off on this. But from my experience, they'll do that till resistance dissipates, or they'll stage a little firecracker bomb or something to sell everybody that you've got to have TSA on the streets of Houston grabbing your genitals.
Yeah, so that's kind of what we're worried about, Alex. But definitely we're not going to give up the resistance to it. The last action that happened was the special committee meeting this past week dealing specifically with the TSA and Metro. So, again, we went up there. More of the lawyers showed up to ask questions. We were allowed to speak directly to the chief of Metro Police and to the board that was there and ask questions. And a lot of interesting things came up. For one, the press release was updated, and it said that although they said there was bag searches, none of them were done, that the chief of police decided not to go forth with it. So one of the questions we had for them was who was leading this, if they approached TSA or if the TSA and DHS approached them. And they also seemed to believe that they can work with the TSA and the TSA will listen to them. They promised that there would be no Metro bag searches, and we told them, but that doesn't mean the TSA won't do it, because obviously the TSA does whatever it wants. It doesn't listen to Congress. They don't listen to Department of Homeland Security.
No, they're a bunch of crooks on power trips that want to molest our children and who work for people to stage the 9/11 attacks. They're terrorists. They are the terrorist takeover army. And again, America, bag searches at bus terminals and at little bus stops on the side of the road and highway checkpoints TSA is running. That's a lie when Sheila Jackson Lee said it was the first city to be done in. It's being done everywhere. What a lying pig.
Yeah, we're not very fond of her. She's definitely behind pushing the TSA and their agenda. Another interesting thing that came up is they said that Metro was asking people for their IDs and for their bus cards to check to see if they were sharing cards, which I didn't know was illegal, and the cards don't even have your name on it, so that was a lie as well.
No, see, that's terrorism right there. The terrorism is sucking money out of us. They're the ones terrorizing us. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, that's 100% true, and they said that TSA was not asking anybody questions, but we have pictures that prove otherwise. That those are all available on HoustonFreethinkers.com, our article about it. People can check that out. And we asked the chief, though, what would make one of the officers choose to ask somebody questions? What would make them suspicious? And when the chief was listing off suspicious behavior, one of the things he said was that if somebody was throwing away trash that looked suspicious, the officer might come ask them questions. And so now throwing away trash is suspicious behavior, according to the Metro Police
Department. Look, once you put up with this, it's going to be checkpoints and body scanners. They already put body scanners in at bus terminals in areas of Florida. It's a takeover. It's checkpoints on the highways. They're buying armored pillboxes and hundreds of millions of hollow point ammo. They're coming after us. The bankers are coming after us. This is a foreign army. This is their beachhead.
Yeah, with the final action of it, Alex, was after discussing this with them for a while, the lawyers that were there also told them that if they chose to go forth with this, they would be facing lawsuits, that the lawyers were confident they could win based on them violating people's constitutional rights. So there was a lot of talk of the Constitution, and we were able to get a statement from the Metro Police Department and from Metro themselves that they would not invite the TSA back. They did say that the TSA wouldn't be back unless there was a nationally significant event like the Super Bowl or something, or maybe a false flag. And another interesting part of that is, you know, the same day we were having this meeting, on another bus in the city, somebody held another bus passenger hostage with a gun, and the HPD had to shoot them on the bus. So who knows if that'll be used for justification to bring the TSA back.
Probably staged. Listen, God bless you. We're going to do a full interview with you on the nightly news tomorrow night in depth. Great job, Houston Freethinkers.
Thank you.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered in my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
If you are a sales professional and you love to help people and make money, stop everything and listen to me now. InspectorAudit.com is hiring brokers nationwide. InspectorAudit.com is the primary source for exposing all loan-related bank and servicing fraud. If you're passionate, driven to succeed, and you want to earn real money, then we want you. Call InspectorAudit.com right now at 855-552-9932. InspectorAudit.com, 855-552-9932. Commissions paid daily.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Phone calls this hour on whatever issue you want to raise or bring up. We are also going to be talking to Lyndon LaRouche about his intel on what's happening with Obama and the whole birth certificate situation. And he is publicist for 16 plus years saying he was born in Kenya because Obama had given her that info. That's where your publicist gets that. And all the different police state measures that are being brought forward. With Lyndon LaRouche coming up for 30 minutes, then an update from the NATO summit, the police state slave training summit that's going on up in the mafia kingdom of Chicago. That is coming up also in the next hour. You know, I saw this article yesterday in the London Independent. Britain arrested in Thailand after being found with 6 roasted human fetuses. A British man in Bangkok has been arrested after Thai police found 6 roasted human fetuses packed in his luggage. Chow Hawk Kwon, who's 28, of the Taiwanese origin, was held by police after the grisly discovery was made in the Bangkok Chinatown district yesterday. Reports say that 6 fetuses had been covered in gold leaf after being roasted as part of a black magic ritual. It's not clear where the bodies came from. But Chow Hong Kun is believed to have attempted to smuggle them into Taiwan. The bodies were reportedly found in a different hotel from the one he was staying at, but were in his luggage. And it goes on to say it was being advertised on a black magic website. Now, here's another one. Thousands of pills filled with powdered human baby flesh discovered by customs officials in South Korea. And, of course, you know, last year it came out, and then again this year, in federal court, shareholders wanted to block PepsiCo from using fetus cells as flavoring. And I heard this like a year ago. I thought, this can't be true. And then sure enough, it was. And the Obama, different federal departments that were involved went and argued to the courts, no, the company doesn't have to do what shareholders say. So you should understand that. And there's a reason they're wanting to put baby parts in the food. It's not that I believe in this. The Illuminati believes they're corrupting you when they do this. And they believe that if they can get you to take part in something bad, even unknowingly, that it gives them power. And that's why they want to kill babies and roast them. That's actually, if you can buy copies of 500-year-old black magic books. We've actually purchased them to research them in my research of the occult. And it describes how you burn the child. And you're supposed to really burn them down to ashes, but I guess people like to eat them partially roasted. And all the other things they do. And this is all done in a quest for power. And people are like, oh, well, big deal. You know, let the major cosmetic makers have baby parts in them and let collagen for women's lips, a lot of it come from melted down babies, and let people eat mainly women because they think it makes them pretty. Baby, it's like mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of them all. It's the old thing of one of Vlad the Impaler's progeny. She would bathe in blood of children. They'd chop their head off and then have the blood shoot in while she was in a bath of water. She thought it made her skin pretty. And that's pretty much the norm. The Druids, the Aztecs, every culture likes to roast and kill kids. That's why in the Bible it says, give not your children to the fires of Moloch. All those surrounding areas in Tyre, in the Middle East, they would bring the babies up and throw them onto an oven, kind of like a big oven top that you would cook eggs on in a restaurant, a big brass or metal flat top that would be on top arms of a deity. It would be holding the stovetop in its hands, and then you would just grill the babies on there. And people would bring them up. Most cultures said firstborn must be roasted. Roasting of babies is a human pastime. It's every culture likes to roast babies. That is every culture that gets this psychopath guild in control. It's like a tropism, like the way a seed gets water on it and heat from the sun. It germinates, it opens, it comes to the surface, it turns towards the light. Every society, every culture ends up manifesting an elite that want to cut the hearts out of children or burn them. And that's where you get bone fires. Bonfire comes from bone fire. That's in the mainline encyclopedia. And all over Europe, they dig up huge areas just with all these bones of children for the public roasting. But it's also a delicious meat. Again, all this is going on. This is the people that run things. And in fact, guys, will you bring me a copy of Bloodlines of the Illuminati? I forgot and don't. It's back in print. We're the folks that have it at Infowars.com. And your purchase also supports the show. But that's why I wanted to get Fritz Springmeier on about other issues he wanted to cover, about how they're turning the medical system into a tyranny. But because of all this coming up in the news, I thought we'd bring that up. But Bloodlines of the Illuminati goes over this. It was the first book I read more than 15 years ago, around 15 years ago, that said Prince Charles is direct descendant of Vlad the Impaler and thinks he's a vampire and goes around doing all this. And then now it's all over the news. Prince Charles loves Vlad, says he's a direct bloodline, owns a castle in Transylvania, and spends a lot of his time running around the woods at night because he thinks he's Vlad the Impaler. And then it turns out they are not even a German bloodline, but a Transylvanian bloodline. And then that itself goes back into antiquity. But here it is, Bloodlines of the Illuminati, Fritz Springmeier. It was out of print. We had it reprinted for Fritz, and it's available at Infowars.com, I should add. And it's just full of stuff that's over the top. I read this 15 years ago and didn't believe a lot of it. And then over the time, I kept running into pieces of the book in mainstream news. Just last year, the Daily Mail reported on the Royals eating body parts, and they still got Grim with a stool and all this. So, see, they're predators. They see you as an animal. You're their favorite dish. The more pain to children, the better. And they've turned the murder of children into a procedure. They grab your two-year-old, the two-year-old cries. They give it drugs, Prozac, Ritalin, other things until the child goes into convulsions. Then they put them on antipsychotics. Then the child dies. That's a good kill. That's a good kill. So that counts. And I remember Fritz talking about these abortuaries are really doing sacrifices a decade ago. And then now it came out in the news. People are getting arrested for saving the babies, eating them, doing rituals with them. They'll keep the kid alive in a partial birth, put it to the side and sacrifice it a few days later. You know, they'll take care of it just to, I mean, it's big business because they think they're getting power. They really just like to hurt innocent children. You want to take care of them and love them and build them up. They want to torture them something fierce while they scream and cry. But better than a newborn baby, the crying isn't enough. They like a three-year-old or a four-year-old who can really beg for mommy. They're just like the police torturing Kelly Thomas to death, begging for daddy. That's their song. That tears your heart out. That, to a Satanist, is like ambrosia. That is the ether in which they swim. The pain of the innocence. Okay? And again, people can't handle this because of their normalcy bias, their cognitive dissonance, the mass Stockholm syndrome that we're under, the learned helplessness. But I'm here to break that. Fritz Springmeier, thank you for coming on. Shifting gears here with you today. Again, tell us about why the elite love to hurt children so much. And why, from your research, every culture who gets these elites in power starts mass public murder of children. What is it about murdering children, ordering the firstborn to be killed, as ancient cultures all basically did? What is it about this?
The child is innocent, so that makes the sacrifice even more powerful. You're taking what's pure and sacrificing it. It's the supreme sacrifice. And also, it's just the concept of taking something beautiful and dirtying it. Some people, you know, if they're walking along the beach and they see a sandcastle, they have the irresistible urge to go over and kick.
Okay, your Skype cut out for a minute. Your Skype cut out. They have an irresistible urge to do what?
Irresistible urge to dirty what's beautiful. You know, if someone's sometimes you may have noticed somebody walking along the beach and there's a sandcastle there and they can't resist walking over and kicking it. It's the concept of taking something pure and innocent and spoiling it. And we see this around us. We see so much on this beautiful planet that's being spoiled, and it's all part of the same mindset.
Well, that's why now even HBO has 5- and 4-year-old girls doing sexual acts on TV with giant objects, but they say that's okay, and that we're just square because we don't like it.
Yeah, it's to pervert, it's to destroy, it's to ruin what's nice and clean and pure. I remember on the microcosm meeting a man who he had met a nun, and because this nun was pure and clean, he had this irresistible urge to spoil her. And he only seduced her just so that he could spoil her. And then once he had ruined her, why, he threw her away. This is the type of mindset we're dealing on the macrocosm.
See, I have an irresistible urge, like turning the light on at midnight, finding a big cockroach on the floor to bash these people's brains out.
And the extension of this is if they will do it to innocent little children, what are they going to do to you and I? What kind of poisons are they sticking in us? And what is going on in our lives that show this callous,
yeah, let's talk about that. I mean, why are they putting fetus parts flavoring in Pepsi, the secret sauce, Why do they want to put fluoride in the water? Why exactly? Spiritually, because it's more than that. Exactly. Their religion is hurting us and our beautiful minds. These people are the ultimate trash. They are the ultimate trash. And we will defeat them. For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with Eat Foods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control. Your greatest dependency, food. Eat Foods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with Eat Foods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guarantee.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for Patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
You've got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
I was talking to one of our nightly news reporters and anchors, Darren McBreen. By the way, folks, we've gone through the 600, 700 videos that came in for the reporter contest. I'm trying to watch them when I'm on the road driving to Bilderberg. I'm going to try to watch hundreds of them. Get it down to the top 10 or so, and then we're going to put the top 10 out and let you guys vote on them. that won't be binding, but just to give us an idea of what you think for the reporter contest. But McBreen was talking about having to go to Walmart to get something that wasn't anywhere else, and he went through the children's aisles, going someplace in there, and it was all little dolls with tiny mini skirts and dressed like hookers. And they've had Nickelodeon brass a few years ago come out and say, we're now going to target the preteens with sexual stuff. And again, it's meant to wreck your children. My children are so innocent compared to other children their age, but they know about science and literature and mathematics and things that are good in the world, but they don't know about, demon conjuring video games and stuff. And so people that actually at a young age learn about the world, it actually stunts them. And that's what the system's looking for, is basically ruining people before they develop discernment. Comments on that, Fritz Springmeier?
You're 100% correct. You're very eloquent today in describing all of this. And I've noticed it too, what you're saying, how we have this targeting of the children in sex and violence. And
with Prozac and everything else. I mean, but what about the dungeon keeper stuff where they admit the CPS grabs children and then drugs them till they basically die?
Yeah. A whole generation is being given Ritalin and things like this so that they're, I've met people that became drug addicts because they were given Ritalin in school.
Oh, they admit that. I mean, that's the plan.
Yeah. And it's over the top.
Now you wanted to get into medical stuff. Why do they want to adulterate our bodies?
Well, one thing, it's how you control people. As long as people are sick and having problems thinking straight, why they're easier to control. And also, besides being able to control them, by making sure that we're all constantly getting sick, we become dependent upon their medical system. Their medical system extracts large amounts of money from us, and you'll notice that surgery and drugs are their medical methodologies of choice, because that's what they make money off of. Something that they can't make money off of and make us dependent on them, like these alternative medical methods that would actually heal us and be inexpensive and something that we could use and control ourselves, they suppress. So we see that the American Medical Association and some of these other organizations that the general population think are there to protect them are actually working more as a mafia, like the FDA. And you had Dr. Whitaker on your show before, and a lot of these people that are coming up with good alternatives, things that will actually help us, are being ran out of town. They're being put in jail. They're having their careers ruined.
Well, Fritz, notice that when we made the American Medical Association admit fluoride shouldn't be used in children six or younger because it causes fluorosis, not to mention cancer, suddenly it was all over the shelves in more toothpaste, in bottled water, fluoride for kids. But it's just like all the sugar gum now. All of it at the store. I mean, there could be 100 brands has aspartame in it. And I see these little kids buying it, knowing it's an excitotoxin and very deadly, basically wood alcohol. And the kids all look unhealthy that are getting it, by the way. And I've gotten where I just say, hey, that's got aspartame in it. That's going to hurt your child. And sometimes the parents get mad at me, but I don't care. I'm just going to make scenes everywhere, Fritz. I'm done. That's what everybody needs to do. Make scenes everywhere. Break the silence. Break the normalcy bias. Warn people. Stay there. I want to come back and look at this because it's more than just that. They're obsessed with defiling our temple. They believe that if they can do that, they can control us. And they're control freaks. They love the fact that they know that they're poisoning us through the food, the water, the air. It's a big joke to them. I want to ask you, where is it all leading? Fritz Springmeier, author of Bloodlines, The Illuminati, available at InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just 3 of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Many scientific studies have linked inflammation in the human body to several common health challenges suffered by Americans every day.
This idea about essential fatty acids getting turned into inflammatory or non-inflammatory chemicals. If you're dealing with an inflammatory issue like arthritis, and many diseases and many immune conditions have inflammatory components. If you have any inflammatory issues, essential fatty acids are maybe the most important nutritional supplements you could use. If you have fat absorption problems, you're going to want to take your EFAs with digestive enzymes, with fatty meals. It can also help improve your ability to process and absorb these super, super mega important nutritional compounds, essential fatty acids.
To keep inflammation at a minimum in your body, do what Ben Fuchs does and order Ultimate EFAs and Ultimate EFA Plus from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebed.com. That's brightsidebed.com. Order today.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More of the best for less guaranteed.
You are obsolete, Mr. Wordsworth.
A lie. No man is obsolete.
You have no function, Mr. Wordsworth. You're an anachronism, like a ghost from another time.
I am nothing more than a reminder to you that you cannot destroy truth by burning pages.
You're a bug, Mr. Wordsworth, a crawling insect, an ugly, misformed little creature who has no purpose here, no meaning.
I am a human being.
Words, Mr. Wordsworth, that have no substance and no dimension, like air, like the wind.
I don't care. I tell you, I don't care. I'm a human being. I exist. And if I speak one thought aloud, that thought lives, even after I'm shoveled into my grave.
Delusions, Mr. Wordsworth. Delusions that you inject into your veins to make you think you have a strength when you have no strength at all. You have nothing but spindly limbs and a dream. And mistake has no use for your kind.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
We're back live, ladies and gentlemen. About to go back to Fritz Springmeier and just take some of your phone calls. By the way, I'm really into books that are out of print, that are seminal, and Bloodlines and Illuminati was out of print, and so we got 5,000 of them printed, and those are almost been sold out. We're about to reprint. I found out the one lone little publisher, and he's got, well, I'm not going to get into the personal stuff. This book is basically going out of print. Could be going out of print. It's very hard to get. It's very expensive. It sells for as much as $200 on some of the websites out there. Well, we're selling it for right above what we bought it for. So we're selling it at a price to get these out to everybody. Unabridged, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time, Carol Quigley. And it goes on, a definitive work of the world's power structure. This book, only a few thousand got printed. The elite had the plates destroyed. We've got news clips of Quigley complaining the book got out. It was only meant for the elite. To understand the minds that are shaping the world, read the book that shapes their minds. And it's got Bill Clinton quoted here. Here's Carol Quigley. The powers of financial capitalism had a far-reaching plan, nothing less to create a world system of financial control in private hands, able to dominate the political system of each country and the economy of the world as a whole, Carol Quigley. And I have articles here where they can't even come out with the movie Red Dawn, the remake, because it had communist Chinese invading America with Latin Americans. So they had to spend something like $1 million, I was reading, to re-edit it as North Koreans. And still it may not come out because China's putting pressure. And I have USA Today with the Chinese government saying, we want to influence the American people. We've just bought the biggest theater chain in the United States. And we want to buy up the media to influence the people. They don't even, but I mean, so what? Let the communist Chinese run the media. It's already foreign banks that run our media. I mean, this is so off the charts. But Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time, Carol Quigley, is available at InfoWars.com. Your purchase also supports the broadcast. You get a free citizen rule book with it and bumper stickers. But look, I mean, they're in nice plastic. When you get it shrink-wrapped, heavy-duty shrink-wrap, I mean, this is a nice, nice, nice book. And it is, going back, I've been going from memory saying 1,000 pages. It's 1,300 pages long, and it's got maps in it and stuff. It's over 1,300 pages. 1,348 pages, and I don't expect you to read the whole thing, but it's important to have this because this was given to State Department and CIA people who couldn't understand we're funding communist and fascist. How does this work? Well, it works by full-spectrum dominance. The bankers fund all the major sides as long as they call for big government. That's like Mitt Romney, Barack Obama. Tragedy and Hope, available with Bloodlines and Illuminati. These two books together, if I got a combo, I'm going to go tell them to combo them and discount them both even more if you get both together at InfoWars.com. Okay, I've been ranting here, Fritz. Continuing, why do they want to adulterate the body? What are ways they're doing this? And in the news today, what are some of the main things you're looking at? And again, where does the Illuminati want to take us?
Okay, as you were saying earlier before we took our break, that you were going to ask where some of this was leading, and I would call people's attention to the fact that the United States is the world's reserve currency, and China would like to dethrone the United States as the world's reserve currency. If it was just China, I might not be so concerned. But I know that the Illuminati, the top financiers in the world, the powers that be financially, want to destroy the U.S. dollar. And so they want to dethrone the United States' dollar from being the world's reserve currency. What does that mean for us? What it means is throughout our lifetime, we've had all of these people saying that the U.S. economy is out of control, you know, our government's overspending, and that this house of cards is going to collapse, but it never collapses. And we haven't become a third world country like Brazil or Argentina. Our, you know, our economy hasn't collapsed like Argentina. Why not? Because other countries come to our rescue and buy our debt because we're the world's reserve currency. But there's a move now to take that away from us. Once we're dethroned as the world's reserve currency, then there's nothing to really stabilize the dollar from hyperinflation. Once we're into hyperinflation, we're into serious problems. And this is where having poor health comes into play, because people that do not get adequate nutrition are now ripe for something like an epidemic, influenza, or some other epidemic. And you can historically go back and see when there were famines, the elite would follow that famine with an epidemic. And then you would have major population decreases.
And by the way, we have ignorant people listening. It might be new listeners. Even the Huns and others would catapult rotten plague bodies over walls they were sieging. They knew about plague thousands of years ago and how to use it. It's in British Army manuals from 300 years ago, you know, how to lance pox boils and put it on blankets and give it to Indians you want to kill. So you're absolutely right about that.
So, you know, the bottom line is population control and genocide. The useless eaters, as certain people view them, will be decreased in numbers. On the flip side, those of us who believe in a wonderful creator, he said that according in his word, he said, according as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. So what I'm calling people's attention to is everything we need for godliness, everything we need for health and life has been provided. We need to identify those things and see how those things are being taken away from us. For instance, they started irradiating the meat and taking away essential amino acids.
And spraying viruses on the meat. They spray special viruses on the meat. Folks, I'm not joking.
Right. And then you've got your genetic modification of things. This all works together because you have beef and grain monopolies. You have these bloodlines having food cartels. These cartels have gone way back for, you know, families like Cargill, Bundy, Bunch, McMillian, Andre, Agnelli, Nestle, Reconti. These families go way back hundreds of years. And so the food supply being controlled plays a role in the next stage, which is the medical system being controlled, all working together.
Well, think how cold-blooded it is. They know there's a backlash against fluoridation. So now it's everywhere. Fluoride your kids. I was in CVS yesterday, and they had loudspeakers going saying, get your church or your work discounts with the flu shot. Flu ads everywhere. Fluoride for babies everywhere. They know devastates their brain. Aspartame gum. I mean, this is so cold-blooded. They just want to hurt people.
Yes, and if you don't follow the program, then they have ways to come and monitor that. And for instance, when I was teaching school, when I was Amish, the county discovered this parochial school, and this lady, a county official, came in and she said, I want you to provide me the names of all the parents who are not getting all of the shots for their children. Well, I had some parents that, due to their conscience, would not allow their children to have all of these shots. And so I couldn't, in good conscience, provide her. I was not going to be the enforcer for the system. And I did not give her the names of those families.
Listen, I went to buy a kayak yesterday, and they had at Academy, and they want you to fill out all this stuff about you and your all this data. And I said no, and they said, well, the police like to have it. I mean, this country, you can't even buy a little boat now because you might be a terrorist. I mean, it's so ridiculous, Fritz. But then it's admitted that Al-Qaeda works for the U.S. government.
in the news. I mean, it's just all hiding in plain view. How much crazier? What do you expect from your research is about to happen with all the world meltdowns and world government being announced and the media admitting Bilderberg runs things? And I mean, with all this craziness, what's going to happen next?
Well, the biggest thing that's facing us here in America is the destruction of our money. And when our dollar is worthless, that's going to have so many wide-ranging ramifications, including riots. That's why you see a lot of things being done to prepare for riots. Our whole lives are going to be turned upside down. And because of that, people need to start listening to the kind of things that you're telling them, you know. They need to start taking, they need to be responsible for their own health. Don't depend upon the medical system, which is really not there to help you anyway. It's there to make money for the people that control it. They need to start identifying those things out there, the products out there that will give them health. There's been a lot of research, you know, clear back in the 70s when I visited Mexico, in Tijuana, there was like 15 different cures being practiced in Tijuana to help people with cancer.
Well, I know there are treatments that will work better statistically than the chemotherapy and burning things, and one man's cure is another man's disease, but there's certainly a lot of suppressed healthcare things. I mean, look at this out of Orlando. Look at this article right here. Deputies, man says he shot deer from roadway to feed family. And that happened during the Great Depression. I mean, there's deer like roaches in Florida, Texas, all over. Just let them get run over. Let them starve to death. A Collier County man accused of shooting two deer says he needed to feed his family. Jail records show 41-year-old Wilford Castillo was arrested Friday on charges of unlawful taking a doe deer, discharging a firearm from a public roadway, and felony trespassing by projectile. His court date is June 11th. And again, I'm not saying it's good that he was shooting deer off a roadway, but meanwhile, all these mass crimes are being committed. Corzine's stealing billions. Obama's giving billions to energy companies knowing it's a fraud. All that's fine, though. I mean, we're entering this phase that tyrants like to set up where they just get everybody to go, okay, they're tyrants, but that's just, you know, they're the boss. And everybody's like a spectator. I mean, is there a way to break people out of this malaise, Fritz?
I believe so. Like the scripture says, the truth shall make you free and you shall be free indeed. You know, the first step is realizing what's happening, the truth, and that truth will set you free. Christ is about liberty. It says in the scriptures that we're in all these things, we're more than conquerors. So people need to take an attitude of faith that they can rise up and they can take responsibility and they can do positive things. You're not sitting back and whining. You're getting up. You're standing up and you're doing something.
Oh, exactly. I'm here to get people to realize the power they have. But the big problem is the churches, as you know, the World Council of Churches have been taken over. They tell them lay down to tyranny. Of course, that's totally unbiblical, and I think that's our biggest problem. Talk about the infiltration of the churches by the Illuminati from your research, Fritz.
Wow. An earlier book that I came out with, Be Wise as Serpents, went denomination by denomination and showed how the leaders, how the churches had been, denominations had been created and how they were being controlled by the system. And, you know, you look at Rockefeller foundations being used to finance a lot of these churches. So these churches, they're not going to bite the hand that feeds them. And then you also have the government coming in and in certain ways regulating these churches that become businesses. Across the board, we just see an apostasy where people have turned their back on the truth and are just going for a warm, fuzzy entertainment. The people can. It's such a vast subject that I can't even get into it. But they're welcome to look at some of my other material that I've written and get the details, because it can be documented how Christendom is just being controlled. Like you say, the World Council of Churches. You look at who has been the heads of the World Council of Churches and who's promoted it.
Yeah, the war on Christmas and Christianity is happening from within. Just Christians notice the stuff that's overt, taking down crosses from without. But if the churches had leaders, they would be standing up and defeating this. They replace Easter with an egg. They replace Christ at Christmas with a demonic super dwarf running around with a Jack Daniels bottle named Santa Claus, which was actually 200 years ago in England. They would rape and rob and burn the city. Look it up, folks. Christmas was banned in England. It was so violent. It was a big devil worship holiday. But again, people don't know this. It's like Freddy Krueger night. Santa Claus is like Freddy Krueger. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUSFLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Attention all U.S. drivers. Do you own a vehicle with less than 150,000 miles with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all? In order to aid the American people with saving thousands on future auto repair costs during these hard economic times, VSC America is now offering an affordable, low-cost coverage plan to the general public. As of today, you could be one of millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle protected under this coverage. Those who qualify will have all future covered auto repair bills paid directly to the repair shop for them. You pick your plan, you pick your deductible, you even pick the repair shop. Roadside service, towing, and rental coverage is included with all plans. All this at a fraction of what many dealerships are charging.
So call now for your free 5-minute quote and see if you qualify. The number to call is 1-800-493-7561. 800-493-7561. Again, that's 1-800-493-7561.
Look, it's real simple.
Some folks are born, make the way to fly.
There are a lot of really wicked, hardcore people who enjoy hurting others.
Help
just sit here and naively take it. That's why the police, the military, the whole system that I'm told to worship all day by the news, that's propaganda. I don't care who you are individually. The whole thing's illegitimate. I'm done playing games with the facade, okay? I'm done. Got a bunch of crazy devil worshipers running the planet. Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove. I've covered it. I've investigated it. I've broke into it. It's real. And it's crazy. And evil people run the planet because good people won't get up and stop them. And I'm sick of it. Let's go to Sarah in California. You're on the air with Fritz Springmeier. Go ahead.
Hi, I have a question about all these disappearances of people lately.
Yeah, I missed part of what you said. It's our phone system or whatever, your phone. But you have a question. Go ahead.
Fritz, I would like your take on all these disappearances of kids and people lately.
Well, I mean, most of them are getting kidnapped by big corporations and flying them overseas to Saudi Arabia, Thailand, Israel, other areas. They got black sites all over the place. These rich people pay high dollar to kill kids and eat them. It's a big part of their religion. Fritz Springmeier, what do they do with the kids they grab?
Wow. Yeah, a lot of them are used for sacrifices. That's one of the uses. Sometimes we have parents that are in a divorce that take a child, so there's also that factor coming into the statistics. We also have runaways, children that have just decided to be independent. So you have a lot of you have different things happening as far as the total statistics.
Oh yeah, a lot of the people they grab, the runaways though, end up getting grabbed by the bigger spiders.
And some of these young teenagers, they don't know what they're getting into. They run away from home, and they're grabbed by people and shipped over to some place like Saudi Arabia and turned into sexual slaves. There is white slavery. A lot of really sad things happening. Not a pretty picture. And, I spoke with one man who actually stopped. There were some children that had been kidnapped the day before Halloween, and he happened upon a human sacrifice by a satanic coven. He called the police, and the police told him, "You're deputized. You're going to go up there and help us stop this." And they ended up having to, as they approached the coven leader tried to go ahead and sacrifice these two little children, both of them blonde-haired, blue-eyed, and the police actually had to shoot the two coven leaders to prevent the sacrifice of these children.
And that happens all the time, and the police are told, it's come out in the news, but I've been told, they're told, call it a drug rage, and the person was going to hurt children. Every time they catch them, the media does not want it known there's devil worship. Why is that?
Yeah, well, who owns the media? these medias are just one vast monopoly, and from the top down, they kill those stories. Yeah, I've talked to people repeatedly. Like one man, he photographed from a distance a satanic ritual happening, and he gave it to the Kansas. Well, he gave it to the state police.
Stay there.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.